Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this season, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Heroes Unlimited to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Heroes Unlimited Revised 2nd Edition, the second printing from December 1998. Today we're discussing page 320 of Heroes Unlimited. We're in the Magic Explained section, and we're actually done explaining magic, and we're on to spell descriptions. Now this page doesn't actually describe any spells for magic characters. Instead, it begins the alphabetical spell list, the list of spells that are available to the Heroes Unlimited wizard. But this list kind of tells a story of its own, because there's a process of selection that had to happen here, a multi-layered process of determining which spells would go in this game. Unfortunately, the spell selection leaves something to be desired, and it paints a picture of what wizards do, like what their role is, that I think is not ideal for gaming, even though it is very consistent with comic books. Let me give you some examples. All right, level one spells. There are a mere 7 level one spells. One of them is Death Trance, the ever-popular ability to lie there and do nothing. And another one of them is Decipher Magic, the ability to decode magical texts and runes. Now, because this doesn't work on wards, like magically effective magic writing, the only use for this ability described in the book would be translating spells, which is a separate ability listed under the Mystic Study power category, where your chances of success are like 8% plus 2% per level. And Decipher Magic doesn't help that. It explicitly doesn't help that. So what we have is a thrilling ability to decode magical text and runes, none of which are provided in this game. Unlike in, say, D&D, they're just not a big part of the game world. And those few magical texts we know about that would be useful to translate, this spell doesn't take care of them. You need a separate skill for that. What spells are available at other levels? Level 2, we got a number of spells here. One of them, the last one listed, is Turn Dead. This is the ability to turn undead creatures. Now I say undead, this doesn't affect all undead creatures. I mean, it doesn't affect vampires, for example, or zombies, or ghouls, or ghosts, or any corpse or skeleton possessed by a living entity, the rules say, would not, of course, turn an undead mega hero, the only undead character actually in this book. This spell only affects animated corpses, skeletons, mummies, or like a corpse that is being puppeted around magically. Once again, a problem that only arises from fleetingly rare magical sources, other wizards, and high-level wizards too. There are 9 level 2 spells, fewer than 10 spells of this level, and one of them is a spell that is only good for canceling another wizard spell. You can see a pattern beginning to emerge. Level 7, Constrain Supernatural Being. As you may surmise, a spell that is only good for, and explicitly only good for, holding off, quote, lesser supernatural creatures, a term that is never defined and no examples of which are given. But you know, magical shit. Like, probably you could hold off a shadow demon with this spell. What's a shadow demon? Oh, why, it's a thing that can be summoned by fleetingly rare wizards, that's what. And if constraining supernatural beings isn't enough for you, maybe you'd prefer to go up to level 8, bump up to the next level of spells, and learn Exorcism, another spell for dealing with supernatural entities of an undefined type who aren't in this game. And then there's Banishment, and then there's Anti-Magic Cloud. My point is this. Of all the spells out there in the Megaverse to be in this section, including many that, I remind you, as calmly as I can manage, were cut from Heroes Unlimited Revised and replaced by new spells for this edition of the game, these spells selected here pretty much are only good for handling, like, quote-unquote wizard problems. Like, this paints the picture of a wizard who is basically like a surly IT guy. That's the particular brand of asshole we're talking about when we're talking about a Heroes Unlimited wizard. This is like, you've got the Avengers or the Justice League, and then, like, they have a magic guy. And some shithead who doesn't know what he's doing, like, you know, Green Arrow or somebody, goes out, gets himself in a fix of some kind, gets possessed by a Zoroastrian demon, or takes a roaming superhero fight into the wrong Egyptian tomb, and now he's being hunted by mummies, and he sheepishly calls up the magic guy back at the watchtower and is like, yeah, I've got a mummy problem. I don't really know anything about mummies. Can you come down? And Zatanna is like rolling her eyes up in the watchtower. This fucking guy. Did you go into a tomb? I don't know. What? Was there a pyramid? Did you walk into a pyramid? Yeah, I'm in a pyramid. And was there anything written on the... where should I look? Can you leave the pyramid? Can you just leave the pyramid and tell me what it says? That's what we're dealing with here. The magic person on the team is like the surly IT person, and their function really is just to solve magical problems. The only function of a wizard is to be like an anti-wizard to other wizards, and like evil magical entities. Now, this is fine for comic books if you're like a comic book writer who doesn't really know what to do with your Doctor Strange or your Doctor Fate or your Zatanna. And so you're like, okay, I'll have my artist draw the wizard of the group in the background a lot, maybe throw some random eldritch bolts during battle scenes, and then, you know, once a year or so, rather than fighting aliens or Vandal Savage or whatever, the team fights like the Demon Lord Zum Zum, and he's possessing people, and Green Arrow's got to go feathered hat in hand back up to the Watchtower to be like, Zatanna, can you help us? Can you help us with Zum Zum, Zatanna? And then Zatanna throws up some devil horns and is like, off that muzz. And then that's your story, because that's what wizards are good for. They're good for just dealing with wizard shit so that Green Arrow doesn't have to. In a comic book, that's fine. But in a tabletop game, this really puts the magic-using character in a corner, because unlike in a game like Rifts or Beyond the Supernatural, there's no like greater magical world for them to interact with. It's not like we're fighting demons every week, right? It's not like we're dealing with ghosts every other story. This isn't like Supernatural. So the wizard's not really able to get traction in their own right dealing with wizard shit. They only get to handle it when it comes up, and that's kind of their only thing. Other than that, it's just like, you know, fly, throw fireballs. You know, it's fine, but there's a really limited spell selection because a lot of these spells are just devoted to wizard shit. The prime example of this, and like the tip-top dumbest thing on this page, and I have to be honest, it's not new to this edition. This spell list includes stone to flesh. Not, mind you, flesh to stone. The useful spell you may recognize from other role-playing games that allows you to turn people into fucking statues because that's what wizards do to people who piss them off. No, this is stone to flesh. This is for the wizard who is the surly IT guy of the Justice League and gets a call from Green Arrow like, Black Canary, she's not moving and I think she may be marble. She's what? I think she may be marble. She's swirly. Okay, Ollie. Did anybody cast any kind of spell on you guys? I think I heard something in Latin. Okay, that's going to be a spell, Ollie. Do you know Latin? No, don't even answer that. Look, I'll be right over. That's what that spell's good for, because what the fuck else are you going to do with it? Go storm Perdegaton's castle and turn the whole thing into a fucking pile of meat? It'd be hilarious, but it's just not effective, not the way this spell is written. It's really only good for turning people who've been turned to stone back into flesh, which encourages a style of play where the wizard sits by the phone in the Watchtower, waiting for Green Arrow to call so they can clean up after him, and then go back to playing Candy Crush for the rest of their Watchtower shift. From a game design perspective, like, you're not worried about breaking this game in terms of balance. There are many, many things that are immensely powerful in this game. Why, if you've got a limited number of spots, why stone to flesh and not flesh to stone? Why? I really can't understand, but it's because this section, the spell list, really prioritizes wizards fixing magical shit as opposed to doing magical shit. And that's really the dumbest thing on this page. And we're going to see throughout this section as we talk about these spells. The spells that we've lost, the general purpose spells that we've lost to make room for this Mr. Fix-It stuff. Let me give you like today's example. Remember that vow I made last time? Every time I shit on something for being here, I'm going to tell you what should be here instead from the last edition. How about the spell Mystic Illusion? The only general purpose illusion spell. There are a couple of spells still in the game that allow you to create a specific kind of illusion, like a magical pigeon, or like, here's a scary thing. Has a special fear effect, but just a general purpose, let me make an illusion of a car, let me make an illusion of a cop, let me make an illusion of a cow. There's a spell that does that, and it was in the previous edition, and it was fucking cut, but stone to flesh made it. For why? Who's petrifying all these motherfuckers that you're expected to fix with this spell? Nobody, that's who, because there is no flesh to stone spell in this book, and there are no, you know, Medusa or whatever presented here. I mean, presumably they exist in the world. But how often does the Justice League fight a Medusa? Not often enough for Zatanna to sit by the phone waiting for it. That's how much. She should be out there petrifying motherfuckers, not waiting for motherfuckers to get petrified. So spell selection, the dumbest thing in this page. Many of these spells, stone to flesh, prime among them, should have been replaced by spells you can use to go out and do shit rather than bullshit magical fix-it spells. With that, we are done with the preliminaries. Join me tomorrow as we start talking about spells proper and discover a vast magical world of fantastical spells that can be used to blind people on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. And if you like my tiny little podcast, consider giving me a tiny bit of money. at ko-fi.com/megadumb. That is ko-fi.com/megadumb. MDC, Palladium Books, Heroes Unlimited, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Sambita. This season's theme song is To the Top by Midair Machine, whose work you can find at freemusicarchive.org/music/askagain. That's ask again, two words with a space in between. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.